Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yes.
Yeah, what's happening?
Let's get to it. History lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
I do want to point out, too, how educational the show is, Hunter. Like, it's very educational. I just want everyone to know that, you know? You think it's just a couple dum-dums, but it's very, very educational.
You thought reading Rainbow made you smart.
That LeVar didn't have anything on us, man. Suck it. Anyway, on this day in history, 1858, the first electric burglar alarm was installed in Boston, Massachusetts.
Really? Man, what was the year again?
1858.
What?
So before they didn't have any electric burglar alarms. I don't know if they had any burglar alarms. That's hard to say, by the way. Burglar alarms. Before. Dude, it had to be so easy to be a criminal back in the day.
Well, like, what was it? I would like to see what this alarm entailed.
Oh, probably like a bell and the little ringy thingy that hits the bell. They kind of the old school ones, right?
It's kind of like a door chime when you walk into the,
like one of those. Yeah, like one of those, probably. It wasn't anything fancy. I'm sure it was 1858. Electricity was only, 5 years old at that point? Mm-hmm. I think being a criminal back in the day would have to be just the easiest, best job you could think of, all right? They didn't have DNA sampling, all right? There was no blood samples or fingerprinting, all right? No alarms
Dude,
on
I'm
anything.
Saying, like back in the 80s even, it was easier.
You know? Nowadays, God, everyone's got cameras and there's motion sensors. I mean, you can't get away with anything.
Here's the thing. There's not going to be such thing as like forensic files or any of these shows anymore because they're not looking for anybody anymore, dude. You can't get out. You can't get away with anything, which is a good thing.
What's his face from Unsolved Mysteries? If you tried to launch that show now, forget about it. He wouldn't have a job.
Somebody send us something.
He'd just be standing there in his trench coat trying to ask people for change. I don't know.
You know?
If you give me change, I'll read a scary story in my voice that I do. But yeah.
Can't get away with it, Brock. Everybody's on TV and there's cameras everywhere.
I mean, think about one crime. Do you think you could get away just one thing nowadays? So you personally, do you think you could get away with one thing?
Probably not, dude. No, honestly, no.
I don't think I could steal gum at this point.
Not a chance, dude. I'm telling you, there are cameras dude, your phone's listening to you 100%.
That's true. They can track you. Like, oh well, look, we pinged your phone and it puts you at the scene of the crime right there. You know.
You know.
I wouldn't make it as a burglar anyways, just because I get real nervous when something like that happens. So I'd be like, you know, just put all the money in the bag, man. Come on.
This guy sucks.
This guy's it's terrible. We're not. Get out of here. You're not robbing. All right, fine. That's fine. I tried. Anyway, so there you go. The first burglar alarm installed on this day, 1858. Ever since then, burglars just been angry about it. Been angry. Come on, man.
Good. Should be taking things.
That is your history lesson for today. Your comedian for today is Jim Gaffigan.